This is KTLO Public Media's Juneau Afternoon, and it's about 6 minutes until the top of the hour. We have two guests in the studio now. We have Shagunasta, Bob Sam Gunaschish. Thank you for being here.
Gunaschish.
Did I get your name right, sir?
Yes, you did.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And we also have Carlton Smith Shanakoa.
Real good.
All right. It's nice to have both of you here. We're continuing our coverage of sharing our knowledge, and it's an honor to have both of you here. Bob, Sam, you are going to be giving a tour tomorrow and on Sunday. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about those?
Tomorrow I will be giving a cemetery tour of Sitka's, Juneau's historic cemeteries, and my work has been restoring cemeteries. So I restored the Evergreen Cemetery, the Orthodox Church section. Years ago, that cemetery was overgrown and neglected, so I decided on my own to completely restore that cemetery. And I also went over to Douglas and found some cemeteries that also were neglected and forgotten. So I decided to get some support and help clean up those cemeteries as well. For the Sharing Our Knowledge conference, yeah, I felt that if we talk about our ancestors, we should honor their burial places by cleaning them up and really showing respect towards them.
If people want to join you in person tomorrow, how can they do that?
At 1:30, we're going to meet at the Elizabeth Baradovich Hall, and we're going to provide transportation and do a tour of the cemeteries.
Okay, and then fast forward to Sunday, and you'll be having a discussion and giving a tour of Akkwan.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We're going out on a boat tour, and we're going to visit some of the historic places out in Akkwan territory. And I'll have some elders sharing history of some of the place names. And it's like having elders and university, Tom Thornton, to talk about the place names and have elders also talking about the Akkwan areas.
It looks like the discussion at UAS begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday?
Yes.
And then the boat tour begins at noon, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Carlton Smith, Shanakoa, you presented as well, and remind me the title of your presentation at Sharing Our Knowledge.
It was on the topic of preserving a family legacy, family and culture legacy. And it was just one version of a way to inspire, in this case, my children to learn about their family and their cultural history. And so the presentation covered not only some of my own family history to give it context, but talked about this new vehicle that I'm still experimenting with.
You told us a little bit about this last time you were on the show, but give us one of the takeaways from your talk.
Well, when I was 8 years old, my uncle, who was born in Carcross in 1889, and he witnessed really the gold rush in full bloom in Skagway and Dyea, he turned to me when I was 8 years old and said, "Carlton, how would you like to have the responsibility in the future of taking care of the family graves. And I had no idea at the time that that involved several graves in Sitka, several here in Juneau, in Haines, and ultimately in Skagway and Dyea. So in the presentation, I began with that and shared with the folks that were there that that effort early in my life really did inspire me to learn more about my family and culture, and this is what I want to impart to my children.
Okay. As I've been mentioning on today's show, we will be able to watch your presentation throughout the fall and the winter on our sister station, 360 North, and you can also go to sharingourknowledge.org for more information. I wish we had more time. In the meantime, look forward to meeting Bob Sam tomorrow at 1:30 at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall for the tour. Gunas Cheesh, is there anything else either of you would like to add?
I just want to mention that a sign of a healthy community is a clean cemetery. And Juneau has some beautiful, beautiful cemeteries. And when we clean them up, it's really going to reflect well on this community. Thank you.
Gunas Cheesh.